As you know, in the NSABP, we treat both adjuvant breast and adjuvant colon. I am surprised, amazed, and perplexed. Yes, all three of those. As to the frequency and enthusiasm that we have programs that continue to debate the utility and propriety of treating patients with stage 2 or Duke's B lesions. Is there a biologic difference? We see a disparity in the threshold that it would take to initiate treatment for breast cancer and colon cancer. Withholding treatment for a 3% difference in breast cancer leads to outrage. Withholding treatment for the same 3% survival difference in colon cancer leads to a debate. So I ask you a question. Wherein lies the heterogeneity? Does it lie in the tumor or in the individuals treating the tumor? Is this a real biologic phenomenon, or is it a matter of bias? So let's use some of the information from the MOSAIC trial to illustrate some of these points. Now, the MOSAIC data were first presented in June of 2003 at ASCO, and then they were published in our favorite journal in June of 2004. This was a significant step forward. We had waited a long time to see this incremental benefit relative to adjuvant therapy. A statistically significant prolongation disease-free survival for adding oxaliplatin for 5-FU-based therapy. We should have embraced this as a major step forward. We waited a decade for this incremental gain because the last demonstration of an incremental benefit was 10 years prior when we published the data from C03 demonstrating a significant benefit for leucovorin-modulated 5-FU, which to this day is still an absolute difference of 10%. What happened during those 10 years? I believe that those events traumatized the medical oncologist, imbued him with cynicism, perhaps even an anhedonic perspective relative to his patients. Certainly it was a decade of decadence. What were some of the highlights of this decade of decadence? And I don't say this accusatively because we contributed to this decade of decadence. The NSABP certainly played its fair share. So what were these traumatic events? What were we debating? The Mayo regimen versus RPMI. Bolus versus infusion 5-FU. Certainly, this is a good stimulus for depression. The efficacy of levamisole, it gets better. We were debating high versus low-dose levamisole, high versus low-dose leucovorin, Duke's B versus Duke's C. We're still debating it. The American versus European perspective, the NSABP's perspective versus the world's perspective. It was an era of advocacy neglect. Colorectal cancer is not a societally motivating disease. We didn't see advocates with brown ribbons descending on Washington demanding that part of the DOD budget be diverted to colon cancer research. But they were very effective in doing it for breast cancer. It's flying below the radar. Consensus statement abstinence. In breast cancer, we have a consensus of a consensus of a consensus. The NCI consensus, the St. Gallen's consensus, Terry Mamanis' consensus. I would certainly believe the latter. The last consensus panel for colon cancer was in April of 1990, and it hasn't been updated. Why? A paucity of trials. Since 1976, when the NSABP became involved in colon cancer, we've randomized 5 times the number of patients into adjuvant breast cancer as we have in adjuvant colon cancer. So this was sufficient stimulus to alter and perhaps to make them view the issues with a jaundiced eye. So what should have been a celebration for patients in general in adjuvant therapy, that there has been an incremental step forward, left a lingering aftertaste.